Last time. Okay, we're retorting.
So yesterday I pulled up to the East Park over by Commerce City, and I noticed 9 black Cadillacs parked on the east side. But as soon as I parked, I noticed that those 2 gangs that were surrounded by cartels. And it didn't look really good. It's just, anytime you're surrounded like that, it doesn't look good. So I was praying, I was like, Lord, what do I say? As soon as I said that, all these Mustangs drove up on the grass, surrounded all the cartels. Lorenzo gets out and he tells the guys, he says, you know, I have for sale signs in the back of my truck, in my car, in my trunk, to put on those caddies, man.
Grab a chair.
So you guys are willing to stick around, or you guys are willing to just leave? Because I'll sell all your cars. And the guy goes, who do you think you are? And he goes, my name's Lorenzo. I'm from San Jose. And I know these gangs here, so you're threatening their lives? I'll sell your cars, man. All I have to do is call a van, and they'll come and get all of you and put you in the van, and I'll sell your cars. And he says, so you have a choice to make. And the guy goes, I guess we'll see you guys around. And the cartels got in their caddies and left. Lorenzo went and rescued those gangs because they were being threatened. If they weren't going to sell drugs for them, then they were going to get shot. Cartels don't have a heart. They're mean. Like, these guys are from Mexico. It didn't look good.
They have no use for life.
No, they don't. And they don't care. Like, you don't do what we say, they will take your life. We'll find somebody else to do it. But Lorenzo, the Latinos, that gang from San Jose, they don't mess around.
It was interesting how they knew who those guys were.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But they drove all their Mustangs on the park, on the grass. There's nobody that takes care of that park. Like, and they didn't care. They just pulled up, got their pistols out, and said, hey, you guys got some choices to make. I'll sell all your cars. And the van that he was talking about has body bags. That's what he told them. So to try to minister to all of that, after that, it was like, God, you got to give me wisdom, because these guys are already, they're fired up already. The guy says, just go pray for him. So I walked up to him and I said, good job, Lorenzo. He goes, hey, Sonny, you got any breakfast, man? Because we're hungry. I go, yeah, man, I have breakfast for all of you. And then Marty was one of the gang leaders, said, those cartels threatened our lives, man. They told us that we weren't going to sell drugs for them, that they were going to kill us. Mm-hmm. I said, so why don't we just pray? And let's just change this atmosphere that's right here, because everybody was shook up. So God said to pray for him. God gets all the glory for that. He gets all the victory. I just got to see it. So I prayed with all of them, and then I took out the coolers with the burritos, and we started eating. I started reading scriptures to them, and then all of them just started leaving. Like, hey, man, we're going to party Cinco de Mayo, man. We're going to go and party. I was like, okay, man. So at least I got to witness to them and pray to them and read scriptures before they left. But I didn't see the cartels again, though. And then Lorenzo came over. He goes, I don't like cartels, man. He goes, gang leaders, you know, gang members or something. But cartels, they don't have hearts, man. They kill people for no reason. They were threatening these boys, like, I couldn't take that, man. They have nice Mustangs, man. Jeez, those guys. But they, when they surrounded the cartel, they had no clue what to do. They just, like, that doesn't happen to them. Being surrounded by another gang like that, especially when they all have two pistols on them. No. That's, you better be ready. So God just said, stay away, let them have at it, and then you go and pray with them. So that's what I did. Just, are we going to tell the truth or we're not? Are we going to share Christ with them in the midst of a storm like that or not? I could have easily just said, I'm going to get back in the truck, man. There's going to be a lot of shooting around here. Like, no. God said, just wait. Watch what's going to happen.
The guy used to go to Mexico with.
Yeah.
Down east of, I can't think of the name. Way down in there, about a day's worth from El Paso.
Yeah.
In Copper Canyon.
Ooh.
We'd go down there and work on boarding houses for schools.
Wow.
And so far, while I was there, they had built 3 boarding houses.
Oh,
that
wow.
That they get the 90 kids in.
Is it, and you do from the ground up? Like everything's
yeah.
done?
From the ground up, concrete, oh. everything. And because the kids were